AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Welcome to Strictly Business, Variety's weekly podcast featuring conversations with industry leaders about the business of media and entertainment. I'm Cynthia Littleton, co-editor-in-chief of Variety. Today, my guest is Justin Wilkes, president of Imagine Entertainment. About 6 years ago, Imagine chose a good time to go on a diversification push. The company, founded by Ron Howard and Brian Grazer in the mid-1980s, has expanded from its stronghold of scripted feature films and TV shows into documentaries and nonfiction content, kids and family shows, branded creative advertising and marketing work, and more. Wilkes joined the company from Radical Media in 2018 to launch Imagine's documentary unit. In 2022, he was promoted to Chief Strategy Officer, and in January of this year, he was named president of the company. Imagine has explored sale options in the recent past, and it brought on investors to help fund its growth push. Amid all this, Imagine needed to bolster its high level of executive management under Howard and Grazer. Two of Wilkes's predecessor executives had short tenures in the role. Wilkes seems to be a better fit because he gradually took on more responsibility after establishing himself as a leader of an important new initiative. In our conversation, Wilkes details Imagine's growth goals and how they fit in with the company's ethos of telling aspirational stories that often revolve around underdog characters. He also weighs in on how the deal market for streaming content is slowly changing for the better. We spoke at his Beverly Hills offices 2 days before SAG-AFTRA joined the Writers Guild of America in calling a strike against Hollywood's largest employers. Sadly, we weren't wrong in referring to the SAG-AFTRA work stoppage as a fait accompli in our conversation. In a tough season of cost-cutting and job-slashing for Hollywood, Wilkes explains why he believes that Imagine and other sizable indies will come out of this maelstrom in a better position to succeed. As always, experience matters, he emphasizes. All of those insights and more from Imagine's Justin Wilkes are coming at you after this break.
AI might be the most important new computer technology ever. It's storming every industry, and literally billions of dollars are being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? It's time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud. Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. OCI has 4 to 8 times the bandwidth of other clouds, offers one consistent price instead of variable regional pricing, and of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. So now you can train your AI models at twice the speed and less than half the cost of other clouds. If you want to do more and spend less like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic, take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/strategic. That's oracle.com/strategic. Oracle.com/strategic.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
And we're back with more from Imagine Entertainment's Justin Wilkes. Justin Wilkes, president of Imagine Entertainment. Thank you so much for having me in your beautiful Beverly Hills offices.
Thanks for coming over.
A beautiful sunny day in which the entertainment industry is on pins and needles because we are awaiting verdict on a very intense and difficult labor negotiation. So appreciate you making time for me at this fraught time. Let's start by what brought you to Imagine and what you saw as the opportunity that you could pursue at Imagine.
What has always made Imagine relevant in sort of contemporary in pop culture, and even as we get into some of the business conversation, because it's interesting to, I always like to go back in time to sort of look at where the future is. Mm-hmm. This is a company that every step of the way was ahead of the curve of what the audience or the consumer was maybe looking for or didn't even realize they were looking for. And that starts with their comedies. They started producing comedies. Brian and Ron started producing comedies in the mid to late 80s at a time when like big comedies, big Hollywood comedies didn't quite exist yet.
Ron Howard came from the school of Danny Thomas and Sheldon Leonard. That is a PhD in comedy before he was, what, 10?
Yeah. I mean, literally grew up with that. And, you know, the first movie they produced together was Splash, which, you know, it's still one of the greatest comedies of all time.
It's and so indicative of its era, too.
So much so, but it completely holds up. I just watched it not that long ago.
It really does, like a great comedy.
And then they really were able to pivot that into big budget Hollywood dramas at a time when, you know, being a movie star and literally helping to give birth to someone like a Tom Hanks or a Denzel Washington or even an Eddie Murphy on the comedy side. And then even one step further when, and really before Hollywood producers in the sort of traditional film sense even thought of television as a medium, mm-hmm. they were one of the first to transition over with From Earth to Moon, which was sort of, in a way, a follow-up to Apollo 13 as a miniseries that they produced for HBO. It was the first HBO miniseries. It won an Emmy that year. And so they've always kind of been one step ahead of it. And I think off of that, then getting into television mm-hmm. with Friday Night Lights, which mm-hmm. then led to 24 and, of course, Arrested Development and more mm-hmm. recently Empire. There's just been this history where they've always kind of thought a little bit of one step ahead. Mm-hmm. And I think knowing the two guys now a little bit the way that I do, they're not sitting in a room scheming up what's the next thing that everyone's going to want to buy. It's almost innate because they're also consumers of content. And I can speak for myself and everybody here at this company. We also just love watching movies and television. So that sort of feeds this ecosystem. So going back to your question, about 6 years ago, 7 years ago now, as a film company and as a television company, they both saw that there was going to be another seismic change in the media landscape. And remember, streaming had just started to really become a thing back then. And at the time, they were also tethered to these longstanding deals that they had both at Universal for film and 20th for television. And they made a very bold decision to essentially walk away from both of those overhead deals, bring in some investment capital, and start to really think about what Imagine 2.0 might look like. How do we really take this brand into the future? How do we create an environment that had always sort of been there in a smaller way, but supersize it, where A-list talent, whether it's writing talent, acting talent, executive talent, can come in and really be able to create and incubate as an independent company? And that independence, as you pointed out, really, and especially now even more so, continues to be our strategic advantage, because it enables us to be as nimble as possible in the marketplace as we're creating and as we're developing these ideas. So when I made the decision to come over, I had been at Radical Media for a really long time, almost 18 years. Literally, that was sort of my undergrad education, as I like to think about it. Left as the president of the entertainment division there, as well as a partner. Imagine was really the only company that I entertained. I wasn't even thinking of leaving Radical at the time. But when this opportunity presented itself to come in.
And you got an incoming call?
Incoming call. Mm-hmm. We had been collaborating on a project called Mars.
Oh, right, right. I remember even talking to you at Radical during that time.
That's right.
And the truth is, the two companies do have a lot of similarities. I mean, Imagine as a obviously larger profile in Hollywood, but my sense of getting to know the Radical folks was a very similar ethos of people that like to make things.
People like to make things in this incredible creative ecosystem. And it was around that time that, like I said, Ron and Brian had taken on this investment capital. We're looking to expand. And one of the areas they had a lot of interest in was, in fact, documentaries. And they started to see clearly that docs were becoming a more of a commodity in the marketplace. But even more so than that, Imagine has always, for the most part, on the scripted side, produced real stories about true stories about real
yeah,
people.
That's true. When you think about their big IP, even Friday Night Lights is
Friday Night Lights based on a true story. Apollo 13,
Texas
beautiful
mind. Football. Yeah.
More recently, 13 Lives. So there's this history of just true stories that's kind of always permeated the creative ecosystem here. So to get into documentaries never felt like a stretch, and it almost felt like, well, of course they should be. And at that point, Ron had obviously done this Jay-Z documentary. He directed a great film about the Beatles.
Yes.
And
Pavarotti
was just coming out at the time. And so I joined to launch that division. I brought my partner, Sarah Bernstein, who had been at HBO for almost as long as I had been at Radical, maybe even a little bit longer, to join as well. And we really just, I think, came in at this perfect storm of a moment when the premium nonfiction business was going gangbuster or about to go gangbuster.
A few billion dollars injected by some of our favorite streamers.
Some of our favorite streamers. Netflix, I'd give a lot of credit to Lisa Nishimura and Adam Del Deo over there for really jumpstarting it. And then obviously others followed. And we really were able to, I wouldn't say ride the wave, but I'd say help push the wave and generate the wave because we were able to turn to all of our favorite doc filmmakers, people that I had longstanding relationships with, Sarah as well, and say, come over to Imagine. Even if you have your own company, come over to Imagine. We can co-produce. We can bring you in. We can physically produce if we need to. We can support you. We have money that we can invest in development.
Did I mention we have money?
We can go after rights. And together, we can really package up and sell and produce these great stories. And I think for Sarah and I, and for Ron and Brian, it was important that we kept all of our films, all of our doc film projects within the same DNA as what you'd expect in other aspects of the Imagine brand. And those attributes are, it's aspirational, it's uplifting, it usually is an underdog story. Even if we're going to do a true crime project, where's the humanity in that? Let's really, in most cases, tell the story of the victims, not just the crime itself. And when along the way, we've just had a lot of fun and a lot of success. And then just going back toward the end of last year, the guys asked me if I'd be interested in taking on a bit more responsibility in the company. They had never really had a leader under them who had come up through the company. There had been some individuals who had come in with more of either a banking background or more of even like an M&A background.
Right.
And for one reason or another, it didn't fit the culture of the place. But I think what made me unique potentially was the fact that I'd kind of grown up here over the last 5 years. And I'm a producer, you know, which is something that I think when you look at Ron and you look at Brian,
right,
they're producers, they're filmmakers. Every one of our division heads is a producer, actually. We don't really have execs here. We have people who make stuff. Mm-hmm. To have a company where we don't just put our name on stuff. We're not just packaging things up. We're not a studio. We're not distributing. We actually have to make it.
Send me the check. Give me my vanity slate and we'll move on.
Yeah. These projects don't make themselves, right?
Right.
And there's a lot of, sweat and energy that goes into that. And then there's also a lot of reward that comes from the feeling of seeing something on a screen, regardless of the size of the screen, and feeling like, oh, I had a hand in that coming to market, or, you know, being able to create that.
That level of consistency has got to be enormous, especially at this time.
I think it really is. And we're seeing it not just on the talent side, but even more so on the buyer side now. I think with so much confusion in the marketplace, buyers are scared. You know, executives are scared. Friends of mine who are at platforms right now are scared to make decisions that would have been easy decisions to make 6 months ago. Everybody is on pins and needles. You know, when you've gone through so many layoffs, there's just this sort of culture of concern and an inaction that comes from that. And of course, you add the strike to that and you add budgets being frozen. The one thing that I think everybody is looking for, particularly now, is leadership and is creative leadership. So if there's a project that we're going to bring to market, or even if we're talking to a buyer that's brought maybe an opportunity to us, they're talking to us because they know that we're going to deliver and they know that we're going to make them look good, and they're going to look good, and then their boss is going to look good, and their boss's boss is going to look good. And there's not going to be a concern as to, is this thing going to get produced the right way? Is it going to get produced on budget? And are they going to deliver? And I think that, if you can think of that as a commodity, or call that a commodity, calling card, whatever, that is going to be of paramount importance, I think, going forward, because there's going to be less stuff made, at least in the short term. Budgets are going to be a real concern going forward, and that kind of creative consistency and that creative dependence is going to be the thing that I think everybody is going to be looking out for. And on the talent side, especially talent that maybe not that long ago had been in overall deals, was sort of, you know, surfing the success of the premium, right, the buyouts.
Right.
All of a sudden,
the money gusher was never going to end until it did.
It kind of ends. And then talent still wants to make stuff because as a creative individual, you want to keep creating, and you want to plug into and identify with a company that has that ability to facilitate that. So I think the reputation's important, but I think even more so right now, what we're currently doing and how we're able to sort of project that out to the marketplace, I think, is equally important.
How important is the build out of nonfiction content and documentary content been to Imagine as a business, as a diversification of the business? And I know also you've also gone into kids and family. You've gone into some interesting new areas.
The diversification, honestly speaking, has been the key to our financial success, especially over the last, I'd say, 3 or 4 years. Between COVID.
Good timing to be diversified.
Yeah, between COVID and certainly the consolidation and downward forces, market forces on the business, and then compound that with strikes, multiple strikes. It really is that perfect storm. Our nonfiction business this year will have record profits, which is both a testament, I think, to what we were able to build over the last 5 years, but also just demonstrative of the fact that the other divisions on the scripted side are clearly suffering because of the, you know, the market conditions.
I mean, Hurry Up and Wait, even Hurry Up and Wait has costs to it. I saw a little grin when you said record profits for the nonfiction division, which, you know, understandable in this market, but also, like you said, you know, forward thinking of leadership to see what this brand could be.
Yeah. But, you know, on a positive note, we're also seeing, and this is through our new relationship with Amazon on the feature film side, and we have a first look with Amazon as well for docs, but specifically on features, they're one of the few studios right now, despite some of what we're hearing in terms of their own, you know, budgetary restraints, they're in the movie business. I mean, talking to Courtney Valenti, who was here not, you know, a couple weeks ago, they're going to make, you know, X number of movies a year, and they're going to really get behind them. and they're looking for movies that have movie stars in them, and they're looking for movies that are very similar to, honestly, what Imagine has always kind of made. Mm-hmm. So while the strike has certainly temporarily slowed things down, you know, we see a real growth opportunity for our feature business. And then on the television side, you know, prior to the strike, we actually, with Kristen Zollner joining us, she had been at Netflix prior. Mm-hmm. We have, you know, an incredible slate of shows that are set up that are just, you know, rearing a go at this mm-hmm. point. So I think next year is going to be an exciting year for us in terms of growth.
Hang tight, folks. We'll take a short break here and be back with more from Imagine Entertainment President Justin Wilkes.
Snagajob is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases, and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Picasso knows your vacation home is your best home. It's the place that brings family and friends together. It's where you're the best version of yourself. Picasso makes it easy to co-own a luxury vacation home in amazing locations. Listings start at $200K for 1/8 ownership. Picasso does the hard parts for you. Luxury furnishings, maintenance, billings, scheduling, and more. With a home management team that provides support before, during, and after your stay, so you can focus on the relaxing, hosting, and making memories with family and friends. And you can resell on Picasso's marketplace anytime, historically for a 10% gain. With Picasso, you can stop saying someday and start building family traditions today in a vacation home you own and revisit time after time. Visit Picasso.com today to see thousands of luxury vacation home listings. That's PACASO.com.
And we're back with more from Imagine Entertainment's Justin Wilkes.
Being that you're Imagine and you bring so much to the table, are you seeing any improvement in the economics of streaming for scripted shows? Are you finding people a little more willing to deal and maybe, you know, work with you on areas that are important, you know, areas of rights or retention or license terms that are important to Imagine?
If you look historically at the film and television business, and even as we were discussing prior to this recording, there was a very clear understanding of where revenue came from, where costs lie, and where profit was derived.
Right.
It's either in box
through
office.
The magic of syndication and international licensing.
That's right. There's box office, there's international distribution, there's upfront license fees, and there's syndication and distribution on the television side. And for a really long time, that worked pretty well.
Right.
You know, maybe there were times when the writers should have been paid a little bit more. Maybe there's times when the actors should have been paid a little bit more. Maybe there's times when the producers should have been paid a little bit more. But for the most part, it was pretty well, you know, defined in terms of how you'd make money in this business. And not even more often than not, but across the board, in success, you would make more than you would if it wasn't successful. Which seems like a pretty good trade-off.
Aligning incentives.
Right. And if you were just pretty good, but you never had a breakout hit, you could make a decent living. Mm-hmm. You could kind of churn. And I think Imagine has had a track record that's almost unparalleled in the successes. And we've also made a lot of great base hits, and they kind of balance each other out. Mm-hmm. And that's been a good business for a long time.
Most pitchers do throw more balls than strikes.
Of course. Of course. And, you know, we've just had the benefit of doing it maybe long, you know, mm-hmm. longer than most people. So then, of course, without getting into a whole history of the streaming right. industry, we all know how streaming kind of disrupted that model. And we know how Wall Street embraced streaming, and that sort of disrupted mm-hmm. this model. And now there really is this moment of reckoning, which unfortunately this strike is not going to solve, because it's a much larger issue than what's being discussed really in terms of the deal points of the strike. Right. It's a moment of reconciliation that all of these media companies are going to have to ultimately contend with, which is, how do we accurately report either the success of something or the failure of something? And how do we come up with a way of incentivizing people to be able to create for us and not have to overpay for it up front? Mm-hmm. And until that real moment happens, it is a little bit of the Wild West. So, long way of answering your question, mm-hmm. there is actually a moment that I think is now coming upon us where we're starting to see some cracks in what was impenetrable armor at places like Netflix, at places like Disney, at places like Amazon, at places like HBO. Even that announcement just a week ago of HBO, you know, acknowledging that they're going to license content to Netflix. Well, that makes a lot of sense.
We need to cash some checks.
Well, there's, again, going back to how the business was always run,
right.
syndication, second windows, third windows, like that's how this whole business worked.
Right.
Imagine has a great library of content that we still benefit from because of these past deals where they're, you know, they're profit sharing deals and shows that still get bought by platforms around the world or films that get distributed around the world. So we're starting to see that as an independent company that has a facility to deficit finance, if we believe it makes sense, co-finance, mm-hmm. less on the feature film side, but on the doc side, mm-hmm. and as well as on the television side, where we can start to be a little bit more aggressive in the deal making. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to require a few more of those coming to the table to really start to see if that's a trend we can count on. But us, like everybody else on the producing side, is certainly looking for opportunities to either be able to retain rights, to be able to have some participation, meaningful participation in upside and in mm-hmm. future revenue streams. And I think on the streamer side, what we're seeing is maybe we don't have to pay as much money up front for this thing.
Right.
And maybe as a result of that, we don't need it for as long as we thought, because there's real data out there that shows people tend to watch things when it first comes out and then they kind of don't watch it after that. Unless it maybe appears somewhere else at another time.
Right.
And then they'll watch it in reruns.
You've got to surface it to a whole new audience. I mean, that was the whole windowing strategy.
Exactly. So when you see a company like, Disney just did this, HBO too, where they, or Max, where, you know, where they dump a bunch of the content that's on the platform because there's a tax implication for mm-hmm. it. Well, wouldn't it make sense for that content to probably live somewhere else? And we know this even from, take a show like Arrested Development, which is now living on Netflix.
Right.
People still like watching that show. How many years since it's been on,
it was on Fox,
the air on
yeah.
Fox?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So again, there's no reason to sort of reinvent how the business has always worked. But I think our advantage, because of our name brand, because mm-hmm. of the new content that we are taking to market, and because of our ability to offer up at least financing, will lead to some more interesting deals. Mm. Interestingly, on the doc side, we've seen more of that recently, where we've actually been able to license content for a shorter period of time.
Mm-hmm. I've been hearing that. Yeah.
Yeah. For the very same reason, because if a platform can pay a little less for it but still get the benefit of some form of exclusivity, it's a win-win for everybody.
Let me ask you to drill down a little bit, because I'm kind of fascinated by the kids and family business and mm-hmm. where that's going, because we all know that kids are the leading lights of going into a world where they look at television as a box that has a dial on it. You know, what is this device? Curious where you're finding opportunity there.
Sure. When you think of the Imagine brand, again, what I've always loved about it is it really can play in so many different spaces. Also, if you look at the Imagine brand over the years, kids and family is a category that we've always played in. I mean, the Grinch to this day sure. still is in the top 10 on global streaming platforms around the holiday season.
Probably about 6 months out of the year every
year. Yeah, well, there's something great about that. We've produced, I forgot what season we're in now, but the Curious George animated series on PBS in the United States, but then it runs you know, around the world. And we've done some children's programming on the Doc side with the Peanuts characters and the Charles Schulz Estate, which was fun. So we've always kind of played in that space. And so it made a lot of sense to really lean into that and start to develop. And the approach originally was, let's look at it from the underlying IP side of things, because fees in the kids and family business tend to not be nearly as significant as they are on the other side of things.
It's harder if you don't have if you're not Disney or Warner Brothers endowed with a ton of great IP.
Right. So for us, it was actually investing in that IP, trying to spot the IP from the ground up. Mm-hmm. And while we have a whole slate, the two projects in particular that are out right now, Tiny Chef, which is a really fun property. It's a stop motion animation of a little chef who became an Instagram sensation and then now has a series on Nickelodeon in addition to a whole product line, which is kind of fun.
Sounds like an overachiever.
Very much an overachiever. And then Bossy Bear, which also underlying IP that we've invested in, also a series that's currently on Nick, which we're expanding upon. And then on the feature film side, we've been putting the pieces together for a new Curious George live action movie, The Man in the Yellow Hat, which is kind of exciting. And same thing on the television side. So kids and family is always going to be a part of the Imagine brand in one way, shape, or form. We also have a plug while we're talking about it, a great film coming out called Slumber Party, which is coming out on Disney. And the log line is, so if you took The Hangover but applied it to like a 12-year-old girl's sleepover, and sort of like what happens when they all wake up and they find they've got makeup on and someone's missing an eyebrow and like, what's going on here? It's a really fun movie that's going to be premiering on Disney later this month.
Having attended sleepovers and having chaperoned kids' sleepovers, there's great potential there. It's actually, the minute you said it, it's like, I can't believe it hasn't been done because
it's a great idea.
There's great potential.
My daughter's turning 12.
Major drama ensues sometimes in these things.
My daughter's turning 12 next week. She's having a sleepover. So I was like, okay, we're actually going to watch this movie. Don't get any ideas.
Oh, that's awesome. That's also got to be, you know, kind of an exciting area to just explore what is potential. And of course, I'm sure you're thinking down the road, if you do get, you know, something really takes off, there's lunchboxes,
of course,
t-shirts,
yeah,
and that kind of stuff.
Well, and that's why strategically going after the underlying IP was important for us versus just developing a TV show and selling it, because that is where the upside is in the merch and the consumer products.
Hollywood is in a really tough season of difficult labor discussions. How does a company like Imagine Entertainment hold on through that? But you've just explained how you do, like the diversification push. And it's such credit to the forward-thinking leadership of the company that you would be in this position.
There's certainly a feeling amongst friends and, you know, other colleagues that I have in the industry of just that sense of fear and what's going to happen next. This too shall pass. Might be weeks. It might be months. But it's more productive to think about what's it going to look like on the other side of it and how do we best position ourselves for it and how can we be a leader within it, which is what we were talking about before. Mm-hmm. And it's a combination of the diversification. It's a combination of having the financial resources to be able to invest in IP, invest in talent, package projects up, and be able to bring those to market and try to cut new kinds of old deals where we're able to get the benefit of success. Mm-hmm. And that's, I'm pretty sure if I had to bet where the business is going to be heading, it's actually going to be heading back to a little bit of what it might have been before.
Thanks for listening. Be sure to leave us a review at Apple Podcast or Amazon Music. We love to hear from listeners. Please go to Variety.com and sign up for the free weekly Strictly Business newsletter. And don't forget to tune in next week for another episode of Strictly Business.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.